On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Oh my God, happy Thanksgiving. Oh my God, this is wonderful. How are you? How you doing? I'm going to do a show today. Yeah, I know. I don't understand it either. I know. I'm getting my holidays confused. Is this a holiday where you hide the turkey legs and the kids try to find it? No, I'm so confused with this. Is this where the pilgrim was born in the manger, and three wise boats, the Nina, the Pinta, the Santa Maria? No, that's not right. Oh, I know what this holiday is. This is where Jesus brought a tray of mashed potatoes through the desert to feed the Israelites. Do I have this holiday right? Am I confusing it with something else? Okay. Thanksgiving is when we honor those workers who labor all the time, and we give them a day off. Is that what Thanksgiving? I'm having trouble connecting. I know. Thanksgiving is the day when the kids come downstairs and they open up presents, and inside is gravy. Then there's gravy all over the place. No, that's not right either. What is it? What is this holiday? I don't remember how this holiday works. Oh, I remember. This is Thanksgiving, where the doorbell rings, you open up the door, and it's kids begging for pumpkin pie. Am I right? No, there is a pumpkin involved, isn't there? I'm so confused. You know, when I went to school when I was younger, back in 1827, self-deprecating humor, we didn't have days off from school. Now, I think there's more holidays than there are school days. I really think that's true. Yeah, now, no matter what, you're Jewish. You are Jewish. You are. You're going to celebrate all the Jewish holidays. You don't know what they mean or what days they are. All you know is you're not going to school on those days, no matter what religion you are, because the school's shut down, because there might be a Jewish teacher in the school. I know, it's crazy, isn't it? And you're getting off like professional days where the teachers have to go, but you don't go because you can't find out what they're doing professionally. You don't want to be there. You're getting all kinds of holidays. You're getting like 2 weeks off for Flag Day. Yeah, I know. It's President's Day. We rolled them into one, all the presidents. It's your day. That means you don't go to school. I don't know why. I mean, all they do is sell mattresses in the stores. I don't know why you don't go to school. I don't get it. I don't understand. But then Election Day, days where everybody should be out voting and not working, just concentrating on going to the polls at some point during the day and voting, those days you don't get that off. You don't get that off. People even go to schools to vote in the gymnasium. That's a polling place for most school districts across the country. School isn't even closed for that. But other days, you know, you do. It's so confusing, man. It's everything. Yeah, how's school going, kids? Fine, we're off again tomorrow, and then we'll be off again Tuesday and Thursday. We're leaving early on Friday at 10 o'clock in the morning. That's a professional day. I don't know what the hell that means. Then we've got school Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We're off Thursday. Friday's a half day. The Monday after that is a third of a day, and then three quarters of a day after that. Then we're in school for a long stretch, four days. And then we're off for six weeks, I believe it is, for winter vacation, then spring vacation. They're both like back to back. And then the last day of school is tomorrow. So yeah, I know, it's fantastic. It's my impression of a kid talking. Did you like that? Did you think for a second that a kid was talking to you? I know. I know, I agree with you. I don't... Jewish holidays, man. I don't understand it. We don't get the Methodist holidays off. I don't even know what they are. I don't understand the difference between... I mean, I do, but I just don't want to talk about it because you're not supposed to. The Jewish religion is the only one where you get all the holidays off from school, first of all. And secondly, you don't necessarily have to be a Jew to be one. You don't have to be. To be a Christian, you have to be a Christian. Protestant, you have to be a Protestant. Jew, you can be Jewish, you know, like, yeah, I'm a Jew-ish, you know, yeah, sort of. I'm sort of a Jew on certain days. Otherwise, I'm a Jew-ish. Are you actually a Jew? I'm Jew-ish. You know, like here and there. I'm a Jew. It's an amazing thing, huh? That was crazy, wasn't it? All right, don't talk religion. That's enough.
Good morning. Good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show.
Thank you very much.
Hold on tight, things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Welcome to the program. Happy Thanksgiving. My God, this only comes once a year. Actually, it's Thanksgiving every day of the year for me. I always give thanks for what I have, and I always eat a lot of food. Ginger or Marianne? Jellied or whole berry? All right, that's enough. That's enough. That'll do it for now. Thank you very much. Well, in the White House, I don't know if you've seen the news. It's just really stupid. No, I'm not talking about the man in the White House who's making believe he's president. I'm not talking about him. There's an annual tradition at the White House. What they do is they bring two turkeys in, two live walking turkeys, both of them rather well-groomed and attractive. I don't think anybody's ever called a turkey attractive. It's that thing under its neck thing, you know, that little, I don't know what the hell that is. It's like a little pouch under the turkey's neck. I don't know what that's called. They should really have that taken care of, because now they have plastic surgery and cosmetic surgery, and turkeys really should have something done about that waddle thing. You know, waddle's not a beautiful word. Hey, you're attractive, and I love your waddle. No, no one says it. No one's ever. I think I'm the first person to ever say that. So at the White House, the House of Whites, well, it is now. They actually have two thriving turkeys, and the so-called fictional president will pardon one of the turkeys. It's kind of the stupidest thing you could ever imagine happening in real life, and it's hard to explain to a human being why we do something like this. It's just phenomenally ridiculous. But there are two turkeys on display. The President of the United States, again, the acting President of the United States, will choose one of the turkeys. Actually, you do it at home. It's like American Idol. Really, I'm serious. You vote from your house online about which turkey is going to be pardoned. Like you need the background information on Turkey A. Turkey A likes swimming and boating and skiing. Turkey B is studying to be a nuclear physicist. I mean, what the hell's going on here? Then the president will officially pardon a turkey, which is kind of the only thing that he's really capable of doing. And even that I question. So one turkey will live out the rest of its life another 6 weeks or something? Or is that Groundhog Day? And if the groundhog, if you see the groundhog sees its shadow, you've got 17 more years of bad luck. Is that how it works? Again, confusion involved here. So one turkey will be pardoned and actually be able to go home and go through its life as a normal turkey. And the other turkey will be will have its head cut off and served on somebody's Thanksgiving table. The entire concept is absolutely scary. It reminds me of the movie Sophie's Choice. Did you see that movie? It doesn't matter. In Sophie's Choice, this woman named Betty, no, she's named Sophie, she has to choose between her two children as to which one she will give up and which one she will keep. And the child that she gives up will be tortured, and horrible things will happen to that child. That's the movie Sophie's Choice. If you ever want to go out and see a feel-good movie, that's, of course, the one. It's a grueling, horrible concept, and ticket sales were rather good. This is a Sophie's Choice of turkeys, of chickens, and is a chicken a cousin of the turkey? Are they related? Do they show up on Thanksgiving, like, annually and have to have dinner together but hate each other's guts? Do they constantly, badmouth each other's waddle? I don't know the relationship between these poultry things. We love chicken in this country. I've talked about this before. We love chicken. We got chicken everything. We eat their young. We eat their eggs. I mean, I'm taking everything you got. It's like the cow. You know, I'm going to chop you up and serve you on a bun. In the meantime, I'm going to milk you dry of your liquids and actually drink it. I'm going to take your take your whatever that is, and I'm going to drink it, and then I'm going to chop you up and eat you. I've already named the various parts of your body as succulent meats, and you're doomed. You're just doomed. It's horrible what we do to these animals, man. God, it's awful. My grandmother loved to eat liver. I don't know what the hell was wrong with her. Wonderful woman, but she was brought up to eat organs, and I never figured that out. I find that somewhat disgusting. My mother, actually, as a result of my grandmother's activities, my mother used to serve us liver when we were kids, me and my brother. We were kids at one point, I believe. I can't remember. I think I was a kid. I don't feel like I ever was, but I think I was. I was told I was. There's pictures of me being a kid, but I don't believe them. I think they were doctored. My mother used to serve liver, and I could never eat that crap. I mean, I'm eating the organ of something. It could have even been my grandfather. I really don't know. My grandfather passed of a liver disease. That's what he died of. And like the next day, I remember in my house, my mother served me like liver. And I remember looking at the plate and saying, "Grandpa?" I mean, it was just really distasteful. There was no taste. There was no taste involved at all. My mother loved to serve us liver. She thought it was healthy to eat organs. She thought it was what goes around comes around. I have no idea what that was about. I don't know. Now there's chicken liver. They put that in stuffing and in sauces and gravies and stuff. I mean, I don't want to know. I just don't want to know. My grandmother, besides eating liver, she also ate tongue. Yeah, I know. That's a thing. Did you know that? The younger kids, the millennials, don't know that. If you go to a deli, and really not too much anymore, they used to have tongue. There would be a large cow tongue sitting in a deli case, and they'd slice it up, and it actually had the texture of a tongue, like the little, you know, the pores and things. It was disgusting. The only way you could eat the tongue, which was a deli thing, would be to put mustard on it. It's like the liver. Nobody eats just liver. You have to put onions on it. You can't eat these things by themselves. You have to hide them and smother them with something else. Why are we eating things that you can't eat unless you smother it with something else? I don't get it. But my grandmother actually ate tongue. It sounds like a sexual thing, doesn't it? Hey, Van Damme, I heard your grandmother eats tongue. Yeah, I heard that too, and I'm embarrassed about it. But yeah, you're right. I think she did. She liked tongue. Oh my God, this is embarrassing for somebody.
The three sweetest words in podcasting? Ron Van Dam. Wow, gave myself a little erection saying that one. And I forgot to turn off the microphone.
All right. You know, it is the holidays, and I thought that we would just kind of do something fun. There's a great comedian, and he's going to join us today. You may remember him from Mad TV or from Saturday Night Live, and one of the great talents that he has is that he does impressions. Yes, no, he's not a dentist. He does impressions of people, of celebrities, and he's great. So he's going to join us on today's show just to have some fun. That's all. Harmless, just to have some fun. We're not going to discuss politics or shoe sizes, nothing like that. Not religion and, you know, the number of people that went through the desert and stuff like that. What was it in those days, in those times where people put on sandals and walked through the desert? I think they wore sandals. I don't know. The pictures show that they wore sandals or they were barefoot. I guess they didn't have any real good shoes back then. But all kinds of crazy crap was happening in the desert. Man, Moses, oh my God, Moses must have been on hallucinatory drugs. Saw bushes burning and vegetation was talking to him as if it was God or something, and he was responding. And from the sky would come tablets with like instructions on them on how to be a person. It was crazy, man. Yeah. The Red Sea parted just like an old man's scalp. It was unbelievable. People, who does that? Who does that? When's the last time you went to the beach and it parted for you so you could go out into the sand dune and have a picnic? Seas don't part, oceans don't part, but they did back then. Jesus turned water into wine and didn't even take advantage of the marketing of that wonderful product. Can you imagine? What are your talents? Well, I can bend my finger back this far. Oh, that's disgusting. What else can you do? Give me a cherry stem. I'm going to put the whole cherry in my mouth. I'm going to eat the cherry, but the cherry stem, I'm going to... Look, I tied it. I made a little knot in the cherry stem. Well, that's a great title. That's fantastic. Your talent is incredible. And what can you do? Well, I can turn water into wine. Whatever. Oh, my God. Right. We're going to talk to our guest right after this. Are you all right? Are you all right, by the way?
Gentlemen, have you ever been in the mood for a nice knish or maybe bagel in the schmear, but you're also in the mood for some exotic dancing? You can't find those in the same place. Until now. I'm Moishe Kaufman, inviting you to come visit us at Moishe's Knish and Strippers, the area's first genuine kosher deli and titty bar. Come in and rock out with your locks out and check out our dances. These girls are so nice, you'll plots, and they're all certified kosher. Maybe not the kind of girl you bring home to mother, but once you see Delia fold a dollar bill without using her hands, you won't care what mom thinks. Look, Bubby, you're in a strip club. That alone is enough to kill her. So live a little. Every Thursday, don't miss our buns and brisket buffet from noon to 6. Moishe's Knish and Strippers is closed on the Sabbath. Hey, we might be a little unorthodox, but we're not heathens.
Jeff Richards joins us now. He's a comedian, writer. He's been on TV all over the place, and he's still doing it. How you doing there, Jeff?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. My God, your career goes back a little ways, actually, is like one of the pioneers of sketch comedy.
Oh, I don't know about that, but back to the 90s, 1999, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Did you start with stand-up, or did you, how did this all begin for you?
I did a little sketch in college, and then a buddy of mine was in the sketch troupe I was in. He said he was going to the comedy club out in Raleigh, North Carolina, so I joined with him and got bitten by the bug and started doing that around 98, I think.
And then you did a stint on Mad TV, which was extremely popular at the time.
Yeah.
And from there, you went on to Saturday Night Live, which during the 27th season, which everybody's familiar with. And I understand you're one of the first comedians to have straddled both.
Yes, I did. I went through both, and they were both great. Mad TV was great because it was the first thing, and SNL was great because it was SNL. And it was dreams come true, really.
Yeah. Now, there are a few comedians. I mean, there are comedians on shows like sketch comedy shows, but you're known for, there is a small group who appeared on both shows who were able to do impressions, not only to sound like the celebrity or the individual, but to actually look like them as well, which was gold to both of those shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. If the more you could do on a sketch show, the higher your chances are of getting on each week.
Sure.
So, yeah, I love doing impressions. And, do you see the thing I sent you? I don't know if somebody sent you that deep fake.
Yes. We'll get into that in just a second here. Yeah, that's incredible. That's, it is deep fake. That's pretty much what you're doing now. Yeah, tell us about that.
Doing impressions and meeting different people, and I met Mark Fernandez, who owns Collider, and we they said they're doing a deep fake, and he saw my Robert Downey Jr. impression and just put me in this panel of it was like four guys, but five impressions.
Yeah.
We just kind of improvised, and they cut it together and
beautiful.
Made it look pretty good, I think.
It's extraordinary, and we'll tell people how they can get a taste of all of this pretty soon here. Jeff has also appeared on Late Night with Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel Live, and The Late Late Show with Craig Kilborn. Craig's show was fantastic. I used to love that show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the guy who did Jeff Goldblum, and George Lucas, Josh Robert Thompson, he was the voice of Jeff, the skeleton.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Wow. So what are you doing now? I mean, are you touring?
Yeah, touring, doing stand-up. And, I've been doing, like, it started with the face swapping on Instagram, the face swapping.
Yes.
So just more so, trying to do more deep fakes. We're going to do another deep fake with another company just kind of try to do more of that. I really enjoy that. It's such a new thing, and it's exciting to see. It's almost like watching real animation, you know?
That's so cool.
Yeah, so it's cool.
Wow.
Real cool.
So the question is, like, how do we get to see this?
You can go to my website, tastyjeff.com.
Tasty Jeff.
or you could just search Collider Video on, or just search Deepfake on YouTube. I think it's the
It's the one that comes up first. Deep fake.
Okay. Deep fake on YouTube. That's easy for everybody. How did you get the Tasty Jeff concept?
I couldn't get my name, Jeff Richards. And so, so it just kind of went with, I don't know how I got into it. It was just sort of an adult kind of,
I think I remember. Tasty Jeff more than I do Jeff Richards, to be honest with you.
Well, there you go. It's all what you search for.
Yeah, the other guy's a baseball player, I understand, I think.
Yeah, he was a baseball player and then a movie actor. Yeah.
So same thing with me, Ron Van Dam. I got the domain, but there's a guy, Rob Van Dam, who's a famous wrestler. And even though it's Rob and not Ron, he ruins me as far as the searches are concerned. It's annoying.
Oh, yeah.
I need to take him out, but he wrestles, so I can't. Yeah. All right. I guess is it feasible to do an impression or two audio wise? Because that'd be great. I'd love that.
Okay. You want to? How about some Jimmy Fallon?
You got that. Yeah.
He's in a good mood, Jimmy Fallon, right? And you would be too if you were Jimmy Fallon, right?
Yeah.
But everything seems to be amazing with him. That's the most amazing thing in the world. So cool. I found a paperclip yesterday. You know what a paperclip is, you know? I found a paperclip. I was like, when I first saw it, I was like, oh my God, no way.
That's great. It's amazing.
And how about a throwback about Letterman, David Letterman.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, go on.
Nice to see you. Good to have you here. You would hope at some point, I don't know when.
That's incredible stuff. How do you do that? Is it a mirror thing that you do? I mean, how do you develop something like that when you see a character that you want to do?
I don't know. I think it just like, since I was a kid, you know, and impersonating teachers for students and stuff, I think it's just something that just drives you to do it. You know, it's like, it's a bit of a mocking thing. It starts with mocking, but then, then it just slowly tunes into getting the voice down. I don't know.
I guess at a point you can say anything and you become the person. I mean, I don't do impressions, but it sounds incredible that you can do something like that. And I said at the top of the interview, you actually look like some of these people. I don't know how you morph your body like that.
Oh yeah. It just depends on, you know, like Dustin Hoffman. I kind of look like Dustin Hoffman, you know, and he's just, there was a long hallway. We didn't know where we were going. This is a great Rob Van Dam, Ron Van Dam, Dam.
Robert Downey Jr. is amazing. I guess you look like him every once in a while.
Well, you know, it's like this mash conformity is like mash illusion. It's like a Slurpee. Isn't it like weird and strange? Don't you find it weird and strange and weird and strange?
That's great. Do you ever tour? Tell me where you usually tour. You're in California, I think, right?
Yeah, I'm in California. You know, just wherever, you know. I'm going to be in Maryland. That's not too far from you, right?
No, yeah, we're up in the Boston area here, and we do New York.
Yeah, so I'm mostly like, you know, Washington area, Maryland, Washington D.C. area. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a great thing about YouTube, and you know, we can catch you anyway. Although it'd be fun to see you play a room. That'd be fun too.
Yeah.
So this is an ongoing thing with the deepfake. So we're looking forward to that. Yeah. And how do we follow you and all the crazy stuff you're doing here?
I'm on Instagram as The Jeff Richards. Also Twitter, The Jeff Richards. Mm-hmm. And my website is, like we said before, tastyjeff.com.
Tasty Jeff. And you'll see why. When you go to the first page of the website, you'll see why it's Tasty Jeff, actually. Or at least you make it known why.
Well, yeah, you think you're going to soft core.
Right.
But it's hardcore. Tricky at the end.
There's nothing wrong with either of them, to be honest
with you. Right.
Okay, so those are all the places you can see him. It's been a pleasure speaking to you, and maybe we'll hook up again sometime soon, okay?
All right. I'd love it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, thanks.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
We're on a lot of different platforms. I don't know what that means either. iHeartRadio and the Podbean Network and SoundCloud and Apple Podcasts and Spotify and Player FM and Podbay. And iTunes and TuneIn Radio and Radio Public and YouTube and just some of them. But if you go to newenglandbroadcasting.com or my name, Ron Van Dam, R-O-N-V-A-N-D-A-M, hi, nice to meet you, .com, hi, nice to meet you, that was a comment. That's not part of the... if you go to newenglandbroadcasting.com, you'll see a link there. If you click on our guest's picture, you can go directly to hear his impressions and his latest works. So that'll be fun. Click on the picture on that episode of newenglandbroadcasting.com. Okay, fine. Well, happy holidays to you. It's fantastic. I have attached my ornaments to the turkey, and I'm all set to go. So I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope your Thanksgiving holiday is or has been wonderful. Is or has been. You're a has-been. My favorite part of Thanksgiving? Sleeping and taking a nap. Yeah, it's great. You get away from the people, although you have to remove all the coats from the bed. But other than that, you know, it's just wonderful. It's just nice in the middle of the day to take a nap. Then you wake up and you don't know where you are. And you wake up and your guests have left and they've taken most of your valuables. Your wallet's empty. You start screaming, you dirty bastards. You don't know who took the money. You have to go to court and you have to, it's a holiday and yet you have to report, your wallet missing and your credit cards and all that. It's really a pain in the ass. That's why I don't have people over for Thanksgiving. The possibilities are endless. Well, you have yourself a wonderful day. And no matter what happens, I always wish you peace. I'll be back again soon. That's a warning.